This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
The following show is very scary.
Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th?
What's the deal with Friday the 13th?
Sounds spine tingly dingly.
If you buy me a beer, I'll see what I can work up.
Tonga!
Take a beer and two olives to stuff in my ears.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that eighth beer.
Today's radio show is sponsored by alcohol.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. Are you prepared for Friday the 13th? Have any suspicions, any superstitions you're worried about this morning?
No. The other day, a black hat crossed my path while I was driving. And I was like, that's not good. But then I blew it off.
Black cats, they got a bad rap. That's all about that witchcraft thing going on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that. Okay, well, things we got coming up on the program today. We got the dirty laundry. Kind of an interesting thing about the birth of another Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're going to discuss what it's like when you have a baby the day after your baby daddy is caught cheating. That's interesting.
He was there.
I know.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about
this. I mean, the thing is that I would say how quiet was that delivery room, but it wasn't.
Can you imagine? Because, you know, obviously mom was there, and then her mother was there, and then two sisters were there, and
ooh,
had to be a very uncomfortable situation. So we'll cover that.
The camera crew.
That was a normal birth.
The
they had
agent,
a full camera.
The publicist.
A normal Kardashian birth. A full camera crew was there.
The only thing missing was Lamar Odom.
That's you know,
oh,
he didn't,
God.
Isn't
he
that
seems
the
easy.
Truth? Okay, well, other things we got coming up today. By the way, we should mention that Marathon is coming up on Monday, and then the day after that is tax day. So we're going to be looking for somebody who has been audited before. And where did you make your mistake? We'll do that about 6:25 this morning. So if you've been audited before, we'd love to know about it and hear about the whole story and where you think you went wrong on the whole thing. Men for Maine Early Edition at 6:20. Win a grand in 60 seconds is coming up for you this half hour. Stand by. It's all happening right here on the Lauren White Morning Show.
Grand in 60 seconds.
Our player this morning is on the line. Her name is Dana Riccardi. She is from Foxborough, Massachusetts, and she's a project facilitator for a major metropolitan organization. Good morning, Dana. How are you doing? And welcome to the Lauren White Morning Show.
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling extremely confident this morning, Dana?
Oh, I sure hope so. Yes.
This is when it gets tough. You feel like you're good under pressure?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, keep telling yourself
that.
Okay. That's the only way I get by.
Okay. LBF, the great Inquisitor, is standing by. She holds in her hands 10 questions. I hold in my hand a $1,000 bill, and in the other hand, a timer clock. You will have 60 seconds to answer those 10 questions. If you can do that, you will receive $1,000 in cash. Now, don't be afraid. If you come to a question you don't feel comfortable with, you can say pass at any time. And should time allow, we'll come back to them before the time runs out on the timer at the end. So are you prepared to play?
Yes.
Okay, you can do this, okay?
You're feeling good about this?
I am.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Who are the Bruins playing in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Raisins are dried what?
Grapes.
What is Batman's real name?
Bruce Wayne.
Who sings Philadelphia Freedom?
The Eagles.
What local candy company makes Clark bars?
M&M's. Pass.
Who invented the polio vaccine?
Pat.
How many A's in abracadabra?
Six.
Who wrote Little Women?
Pat.
Who disappeared during an attempt to make a circumnavigational flight of the globe in 1937?
Amelia Earhart.
If a shirt costs $20 and it's reduced by 15%, what's the new price?
$16.
Okay, we're going to go back to who are the Bruins playing in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to tell you that you got 1, 2, 3, 4 right out of it.
All right.
Okay, but
it's not bad.
You know, you did okay there, so we do have a consolation prize, and we'll tell you what that is right after we review the ones you missed.
Okay, the Maple Leafs are playing the Bruins tonight. Elton John sings Philadelphia Freedom. Necco makes Clark bars. There are 5 A's in abracadabra. Jonas Salk invented the polio vaccine. Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women. And a shirt that costs $20 and it's reduced by 15%, the new price is $17. You got to go to Frugal Fannies more often.
Hey,
but good show, good
tell
show.
Tell her what she's won, Lauren.
It was a good effort. So we got a fine consolation prize for you right here. For you, a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. A few veggies are all you need to get a super sensational dinner on the table fast. The latest issue of Savory Magazine available right now at Stop and Shop. And you're going to be able to shop there with that $100 card. So thank you so much for playing the game. Thanks for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a fabulous day. And by the way, have a good Marathon Monday as well if you're going to have the day off. I hope you do.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, you're more than welcome.
Thanks for playing.
Okay, everybody else, we got something for you. If you you think you got what it takes to play and win, enter to be a contestant now, WRR.com, or randomly pick a player, and it could just well be you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, it's so exciting because it's Friday morning, and it's going to be a decent day today. I mean, the weather's going to be pretty good. We're going to be at the 65 degrees, the warmest day we've seen since February.
And we'll see you in the next week.
That's very true. And now, if you're ready, we got an early man from Maine for you. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos is part-time bartending at $3 Dewey's when Earl Stumpweiler, a notorious heavy drinking freeloader, walks in, sits down at the bar and says,
Ethos, I'd like you to pour me 7 double whiskeys and line them up in a row.
Wow. Well, all right.
As soon as Ethos gets the drinks all lined up, Earl immediately downs all 7.
My God, Earl, I've never seen even you drink like that.
Well, Ethos, if you had what I have, you'd drink like that, too.
Well, my God, Earl, what do you have?
Exactly $2.37.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay. Well, this animal, we watch the late night TV show, so you don't have to.
Exactly.
Because we are
yes.
just good like that. But last night, this animal breezed through a tuha, and James Corden knows why it's endangered.
Scientists have just added a new animal to the endangered species list. It's a green-haired Australian turtle that breathes through its genitals. Yeah, it does. It breathes through its genitals. The reason it's endangered is because in an emergency, nobody wants to give it CPR.
That's messed up. I understand. Messed up stuff, James.
Doesn't have very good breath.
Staying alive.
H&M has a surplus of merch, and Seth Meyers knows how to fix it.
H&M is reportedly struggling to deal with over $4 billion in unsold merchandise. Just throw it on the floor, said TJ Maxx.
And Conan on Starbucks' first store in Uruguay.
Starbucks is opening its first store in Uruguay. Yeah. Now, actually, the Starbucks was supposed to open in Uganda, but a barista signed the paperwork. So,
so there you have it.
Okay, we want to help you out this morning because Monday is coming up tax day. I'm sorry, Tuesday is coming up tax deadline day. You know, it's kind of amazing how every year, Hank, have you filed yet?
Oh, I got time. I got until Tuesday.
Until Tuesday.
Done.
You're done. Okay, here's the deal. Why do we put it off? I mean, we've known, how long have we known that this coming Tuesday is tax deadline day?
Since last year, so that's like done, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that counts.
No, that's put off.
That's put off. That's procrastination. So anyway.
Without representation.
That's right. What we want to do is we want to help you out if you're worried about going through an audit, because that's everybody's greatest fear. So if you have ever been audited by the IRS, we want you to help us out. Now, we won't use your name or anything like that. You can tell us.
Just your Social Security.
That's right. Yeah, just, yeah. So, because we're following the steps of Facebook on this. What we want you to do is give us a call. Tell us what mistake you made that caused, what was your red flag that caused the IRS to come after you, okay? So give us a call, 617-931-1057, and we'll help everybody else so they don't have to worry about the audit thing, okay? Okay, are you ready for Tuesday? Because Tuesday is tax day. You realize that,
right? Can I count it off my deductions?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ah. Pay up.
Pay on up.
Pay up.
Pay on up.
Give up the green.
Give it up.
Like a tax machine.
Give it up.
Pay up.
Pay on up.
Pay up.
Pay on up.
Why they so mean?
Pay it up.
The IRS machine.
I just thought I'd remind you this morning that you got to get it ready. Okay, or you got to file for an extension.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Love extensions.
Okay, now Hank is here.
Waist
now.
Extensions.
When Hank walked into the studio this morning, he was smiling. Oh! I thought, oh, Hank, why are you smiling?
Good to
like
be
that?
A Boston fan. Bruins, they shook off their end-of-the-season struggles and powered their way past Toronto 5-1 last night to win Game 1 of the first-round playoff series at the TD Garden. Bruins scored 3 power play goals. David Pastrnak, a goal and 2 assists. Brad Marchand, who only had 1 goal in his final 6 games of the regular season, he had a goal and an assist. And Tuukka made 26 saves. Game 2 tomorrow night, drop of the puck at 8 o'clock at the Garden. Meanwhile, a couple of miles across town, pretty Ricky Porcello put up a pretty good performance. 7 shutout innings, just gave up 2 hits, struck out 6. Sox beat the Yankees 6-3. Andrew Benintendi, Eduardo Nunez, 2 hits apiece. Yeah. Mookie had 2 RBIs. He was 0 for 4 with 2 RBIs. Pretty productive, right? Sox 10-2, tied for the best start ever over a dozen games. Joe Kelly, though, suspended 6 games. Tyler Austin, 5 for their roles in Wednesday's brawl, both repealing. So, yeah, that's what happens when you throw 98 and hit a guy between the shoulder blades. Orioles in town tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez against Chris Tillman. Game 1 of the Celtics and Bucks, the playoff series. That begins Sunday. Tip-off at 1 o'clock at the Garden. It's exciting. Right here in
it
Boston.
It is. It really
playoffs.
Is.
Playoffs. Sunday afternoon at 2, it's the NASCAR Monster Energy Series O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, if you're into NASCAR, check WROR.com/WickedFast. I have a little NASCAR podcast.
Cool.
Talk to Kenny Wallace this week.
And as long as you're right here, would you tell us about the Bell Buster, which is coming up next?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, for Marathon Monday, I heard from Liz, and she watches the marathon with her neighbor, Karen.
Yeah.
And it's Karen's birthday, so I called Karen to let her know we were dropping 20 porta-potties in her front yard.
Excellent.
What we're going to need is just make sure your front yard is clear. We're going to drop about 20 of them in there, and we'll get them about a week out. So you're probably 2-3 weeks you'll have these porta-potties in your front yard, okay?
I'm not sure that I want that in my yard. I mean,
the good thing is, you know, if they do tip over, what we use in that blue stuff that's in there, it's like it's ecologically friendly, okay?
No tipping over. No, I can't. No.
I think no.
What is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Liz, and she watches the marathon with her neighbor Karen. They're right along the marathon route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Karen's birthday, and Liz wanted to mess with her. So we called her as a porta potty company who was going to drop off a few porta potties in her front yard.
Oh,
okay. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen. Just doing some Boston Marathon prep. Wanted to touch base with you. You are right along the route, correct?
Yes.
Another fine year coming up. Although I know your neighborhood has had some problems with some of the runners using some of the yards as their bathroom, if you know what I mean.
You know, it's such a spectacle and it is so awesome. But yeah, that part's not the best part.
Well, that's where I come in. I'm John from CPR and we're clean portable restrooms.
Oh. Okay.
So I got your number because your yard has been selected. We're going to drop 20 porta potties right there in your front yard. So I wanted to make sure someone would be there and that it's all cleared out.
Wait a second. When you said along the route, I thought you meant, you know, on the street, but you know, I don't.
Unfortunately, we don't have the room, so we've selected some yards in each town to do this, and yours is just the right spot. So what we're going to need is just make sure your front yard is clear. We're going to drop about 20 of them in there, and we'll get them about a week after. So you're probably 2-3 weeks you'll have these porta potties in your front yard, okay?
I'm not sure that I want that in my yard. I mean,
well, it beats the alternative, right?
Well, yeah, but is there somebody else?
So a few things you should know, okay? So they're pretty stable units, the ones we're going to drop off. They're all, you know, single stall units.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only thing you need to worry about is if one does get tipped over, you should call us right away. There's a big number right on the side of the porta potty there, okay? You call us right away.
You know, I don't think you're going to find enough flat ground in my yard. I think, you know, you should probably look around for another yard that's got flat, because there are going to be problems, I can tell you. And 20? 20? Are you kidding? My yard's not that big.
Yeah, my guy's already scouted the area. It's ready to go. We can drop them right in there. We'll shim them all up so they'll be in there okay. It'll probably take up the whole front yard for a couple of weeks, though.
Oh,
I don't like the sound of shim. That doesn't sound very stable. I don't. And anyway, you didn't add, you're like telling me. You
yeah. Oh, yeah. This. And the good thing is, you know, if they do tip over, what we use in that blue stuff that's in there, it's like, it's no. ecologically friendly, okay? It's antifreeze, no. but it's okay. It's environmentally safe.
No tipping over. No, I can't. No.
Well, that's worst case scenario. Hopefully they don't get tipped over, because that stuff really will leave a mark, you know? That stains pretty good.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. I think I'd rather take my chances with the one or two runners who might. You know, just be indiscreet, but I'm 20?
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to just space them out along the route, so we appreciate you offering up your yard.
No, I'm not offering up my yard.
You oh, you didn't?
Understand. No. You don't understand. I need to talk to somebody else about this because I am not offering up my yard, okay? Ooh. No, not in my yard. I'm sorry.
Maybe you could talk to your neighbor, Liz.
My neighbor, Liz.
Does she have a good yard for porta potties? Maybe we'll put them in her yard.
I don't know. I mean, let me see. No, why would I do that to her? No. I mean, somebody, are you with the city? Are you with the, who's your supervisor? This is not.
You know who you can call, Karen?
Who?
You can call Brian Bell at WROR. This is a Brian Bell buster, Karen.
Oh, my God. No.
Your neighbor Liz actually called me to get you for your birthday.
Oh, no, she did it. Oh, my God.
She said you guys have a great time. Everybody watching the marathon go by, and we might be able to mess with you a little bit.
Oh, we do have a good time, and she is fun, but boy, she's going to get hers, man.
You can get her back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, I can totally. Oh, this is awesome. You really had the. I was really worried, could you tell?
Well, enjoy the marathon, and thank you for listening to WROR and the Laura Wally Show, okay?
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday.
Thanks. Bye.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Let me just say this about electric hand dryers. I've always hated electric hand dryers. I understand why they had them, because it was an ecology thing. And you wanted to save the trees. You didn't want to use paper towels or anything like that. But basically, you would go into a public restroom and you'd wash your hands. And then you would go over to this thing and it would go... And it didn't
really
do any
loud.
Good. And then
kids
it would,
love it or hate it.
And an excellent impression.
Wiping your hands on your pants, you know, to really get them dry. And then a few years ago, they came out with the, I think they're called the accelerators.
You put your hands in.
And they really
the
have
Dyson, yeah, the Dyson ones.
Okay.
It's fun.
Pretty good. They're pretty good at doing the job. New information is in.
Yeah, I thought that they were good, and I thought that they were ecological, and I thought they were better than paper towels, and I thought for sure they were getting your hands in. Dry, and I never knew that they were blowing out feces on your hands.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I hate to bring it up so early in the morning, but I'm trying to save you. It's school vacation this week, and I know
come on,
rest
let's
stops.
Not be so gross. Fecal material, that's more.
It's school vacation week, and people are going to be going in here, and they're going to think it's all okay, but it's not. According to a new, and these people are smart because the name of their company is Applied in Environmental Microbiology.
Oh, okay.
Which I can hardly
spell. Yeah, yeah.
They say hand dryers suck up feces when toilets are flushed and then spray the bacteria all over your hands like confetti on New Year's Eve. That's disgusting. Feces, which can be aerosolized a bit when toilets, especially lidless toilets, are flush. Because
I know.
The big whoosh.
Whoosh. 60 bacteria colonies. I mean, God. It's like mixed-use living.
Oh, that's awful.
Can be blown out of the dryer in a 30-second span.
Oh, you know what's gross is that when we were kids, remember the one you could turn the dryer nozzle?
Yes, yes.
We would try and, put our face and mouth right up to it because it would make your cheeks puff up.
Yeah,
and then you'd all
right.
get pink eye.
Yeah, exactly.
You wonder how. Gee, how'd I get that?
You guys, it's not even. Here's what's worse. Researchers say the hand dryers are not just spreading bacteria to your hands, it's also being spread to other areas because it like floats. Like, see you later.
Really?
They're floaters.
Really?
That's disgusting.
We're going to have to travel with our own hand towels from now on.
Yes, you should. You know what? You should bring those. You know, I kind of make fun of everybody for all the antibacterial stuff, but good idea is to just bring in a couple of your own antibacterial wipes or your own towel. A family cloth, per se.
Family cloth, really.
And then if you want to avoid germs at the highway rest stop, there's a...
Use a tree.
Yeah, use a tree. Yeah. But I'm just going to give you... Because people are traveling now, and you're going to be at airports, and public bathrooms are in your future. Disney World. Stuff like that. Don't touch the doors. Use toilet seat covers. Don't put anything on the floor of the stall. Don't. Hold your pocketbook. Hold
that's
your,
why they have hangers on the door.
Yeah, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're broken off.
That's bad. That's
sometimes
bad.
Sometimes it's terrible. Use paper towels.
Okay.
For your own family.
Here is one of the most disgusting things ever seen in a public restroom. Oh, so Wally and I and our kids are young, really young at the time. So we go to a restaurant, and the kids are there, and we, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. So Wally takes Chucky, his youngest at the time, into the men's room. And Wally's washing his hands, and he turns around, and Chucky's saying, hey, Dad, look at this. And he's doing pull-ups on the urinal.
At least he wasn't drinking from it.
Well, that's probably true. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that's gross. I can't even picture it because, yeah, that's disgusting.
Okay,
gross.
This let I share this morning. 105.7 WRR. Okay, coming up next, we've got Men from A. Could it be over for Ephus and Effie when Ephus catches her actually cheating? We'll find out right here at 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, I hope you realize it's going to be 65 degrees for a high day. Yep, it's going to be a really spectacular day. The bad news is the clouds are going to win later in the day today. And then tomorrow it starts warm, and then the temperature is going to plummet through the day tomorrow. And we're going to have some light rain lately. And then if you think that's great, wait till Sunday. Sunday's just spectacular. Rain and freezing rain and wind. Great, right?
Yeah.
Today it's going to be 65. Sunday, the high is going to be in the mid-30s. Huge drop right now. It's 55 degrees in Boston, and it is time for your 720 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is in bed with her secret lover. But Ephus unexpectedly comes home from $3 doings, where he's had way too much to drink. Effie and her lover hear the key in the door, and we hear...
Oh, my God, Effie. I better get out of here. That sounds like Ephus. No, no, you stay right where you are. He's so drunk, why, he won't even notice you're in bed with me.
Ephus finally stumbles into bed, and we hear...
Hey, something ain't right here.
What?
Effie, I just looked down the bottom of the bed, and I see 6 feet there.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're so drunk, you miscounted. Get out of bed, go to the end, and try again. You can see much better from over there.
All right.
Ephus climbs out of bed, walks to the foot of the bed, turns around, and we hear...
I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I guess you're right. I must have had one too many.
Talk to us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
So you're really hooked on this new TV show you've been watching. And then you find out it's going to be canceled. Is there anything you can do about it? Yes, there is. And we're going to tell you about that and what it is and how to do it coming up in just moments.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So you get hooked on a TV show. You're really crazy about it. Then you find out, you hear all the rumors, oh, this is going to be canceled. Is there anything you could do? The answer is yes, there is something you can
yes,
do.
Yes, there is. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than putting in the time for a TV show and then have those evil executives just cut it and you're just left with no ending. It happened to me with Parenthood. It kind of ended, but New Amsterdam was another one. Anyway, the ones that USA Today has launched their annual Save Our Shows survey, and it features shows that are in danger of being canceled. And the thing is you can vote for which ones you want to see, want to tell executives not to cancel. Actually, Timeless won last year's poll, was canceled by NBC, then later changed their minds and renewed it because the USA Today survey was one of the reasons that they decided to do it. So it does work.
Seems
and I
like
want to
they
tell
should look
you,
at it before they cancel it.
I know, Tom.
Yeah, really, you would think they would do that.
They're not smart.
Okay,
trust me.
So how did Timeless do after they got the reprieve?
Well, it's still not doing so great, but whatever. It's on the list of people. Mm. So the front runners on Save Our Shows, and these are the ones that have there's a chance that they'll be canceled.
Right, yeah.
A lot of love shown for Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, okay.
The Blacklist, Timeless, Let's see the other ones. Yeah.
Again.
AP Bio.
I love AP Bio.
Okay, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's my favorite show.
Criminal Minds.
I hate that show.
Fresh Off the Boat. Kevin Can Wait. Yeah. Quantico, Scorpion, The 100, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right, there's two I got to get.
Yeah, I don't really care. But you can go to USA.com and fill out the survey
doing
of some
right
of your
now.
Scores. This Is Us. I remember the first time I experienced a show being canceled that I loved. It was 1989, and it was a show called A Year in the Life, and it was with Richard Kiley and Sarah Jessica Parker and Amanda Peterson from Can't Buy Me Love, and I loved it so much, and it was so good. It was right up my alley. It started off with the premise of the mom died and all the kids moved home. It's a little Disney-esque, and it was really good. And they I never trusted
just
a television
bam, out of the
show again.
Blue, they canceled.
I always go in with just one foot, and I'm like, no, you're gonna hurt me again.
Yeah, 1989. See, the problem is most shows get canceled for one simple reason: they suck, and nobody watches them.
Not true. That's not true.
Okay, you're right about that. You're right. You're right.
That's right. Some people don't know that good shows are good.
And one of the probably the first example ever of that was Star Trek, because it was a bomb.
That show sucks.
And it was a bomb. And then it spawned, you know, all of the spinoffs later, and
yes,
all the movies, they
concept.
Made a ton of money out of the
yes,
whole thing.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you're right. People just don't know what's good.
That's right.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update is on the air, and coincidentally, it's 7:45.
Oh, my gosh, and this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. It's LBF here. All right, we've got Julia Louis-Dreyfus looks different. What star got a Bob Ross degree in painting? But first, how awkward was the mood in Khloe Kardashian's delivery room?
This is amazing.
A day after her baby daddy, Cleveland Cavalier, sure is Cavalier Center, Tristan Thompson, he was the center of something, that's for sure, was videotaped cheating on her, she goes into labor. Of course she does. What's your reaction when you see something like that? Not surprising. She had a girl, momager Kris Kardashian Instagrammed, quote, blessed. But boy, oh boy, it's bad enough that Khloe has to wear mesh undies for a week, but she cannot catch a break with her men. I'm very upset for her because I think she's the nicest one. But the thing is, it reminds me of this situation. Remember when Nora Ephron had that movie Heartburn? She found out her husband, Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein, was cheating on her while she was pregnant with her second child. They got a divorce right after. But then Nora Ephron wrote a book about it, and then it was made into a movie starring Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson. So who wins? Khloe should watch the movie
publisher.
And take notes.
The
everyone wins. No, Khloe should just tell all. She needs
this,
a
and
good
this is his
tell-all.
Second child.
No, his second child.
Yes, his second child.
Because he left his baby mama.
Exactly.
When she was pregnant.
Right.
For Khloe, and you know, then now the baby is 15 months old. So
don't you think she made some poor choices here?
All of them have made some. Yeah. They made choices on love. It's not a good idea.
Let me guess. Were there TV cameras in the delivery room?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know.
The Kardashians.
What do you think? What are the odds?
After that, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just awful for her, and I feel really bad. And she should have just had a sperm donor. It's just easier. Okay. Veeps. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was photographed with a full head of hair, gray hair, yesterday. And
really?
It was all over the place. She's just finished up chemo for breast cancer. And lots of people were shocked. It's just full gray hair, curly hair. But people, this is us. This is what is underneath all the color. If we didn't color it, we'd all look like Ma Walton.
Did you read the thing? I don't know. It was a couple months ago. They said that 35% of American women can't really tell you what their original hair color was.
This is you know, everyone's, oh, my God. She's almost 60 years old. She has gray hair.
What do you expect?
She's got
great
colors.
Seriously?
I want her colorist because I couldn't believe how well she does her hair, because she's got brown hair and then there's no roots ever.
That's not your natural color?
It was my original color. Does that mean anything?
I remember.
Anyway, and did you know you could get a degree in Bob Ross? Yes,
what?
You can.
Yes.
David Arquette from Scream and all that other good stuff. He is a certified Bob Ross painting instructor. He just really liked it, and he wanted to see if he could pursue his dream. And here's what he had to say.
So I called up to BobRoss.com, and then they were like, yeah, there's a local instructor you can find. So I met this guy, and he's amazing, and I took this course. And then I asked him, like, how did you get certified to do this? And he said, well, it's a 3-week course in New Smyrna Beach. And so then this past summer, so I went there and I did it. And now I've taught like 30 people how to paint these.
Really? Get out of
Happy
here.
Little Cloud.
You're a painting trees. Teacher.
Yeah.
That's so random.
Oh, it's awesome.
So,
you know, do you remember watching that? Because I can't
still
draw
watch
a stick,
it.
You know, and I think I could actually do that.
I find it's like almost like meditation. I don't do anything. I just put it on, and I just, the dulcet tones of Bob Ross's voice just put me right to bed.
Happy little. And coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we got something special for you here.
Ooh,
we got the Brian Bellbuster right here at WRR. And now this time on the Brian Bellbuster, what do we have coming up this morning here? This is the marathon
getting ready
thing,
for
right?
The marathon. So I had I heard from Liz, and she watches the marathon with her neighbor Karen. They're right along the route.
Yep.
So for Karen's birthday, we told her we were going to put some porta potties in her front yard for all the runners.
Nice.
What we're going to need is just make sure your front yard is clear. We're going to drop about 20 of them in there, and we'll get them about a week after. So you're probably 2-3 weeks. You'll have these porta potties in your front yard. Okay.
Oh my, no, I'm not sure that I want that in my yard. I mean,
the good thing is, you know, if they do tip over, what we use in that blue stuff that's in there, it's like it's ecologically friendly. Okay.
No tipping over. No, I can't.
And it tastes great.
Oh my God.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for our player this morning on a Grand, win a Grand in 60 Seconds. He is a senior real estate paralegal from Attleboro, Massachusetts. He's a gentleman who's so special, his parents gave him two first names. It's Timothy James. Oh. Good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Good morning. How you doing, Timothy?
Good. How are you? It's great actually thing. Three first names, but...
Oh, wow. Okay. Can we call you Timmy Jimmy?
No, you can't call me Timmy Jimmy.
Or we could call you Tim Jim, but you doesn't have to call him Timothy James. So... Ladies and gentlemen, this is where it gets really, really exciting. Now, I would think that someone who is a senior real estate paralegal probably has got his act together pretty good. You got to do a lot of research. You got to know a lot of what's going on. You got to remember a lot of things. Know a lot
he
of
just
facts.
Googles.
So,
let's get on with
are you feeling confident?
I don't use Google.
You're confident?
Sure. I'm somewhat confident.
Okay. Oh, no, no, sure. No. You got to come right out of it. Come on. Yes, I'm very confident. Let's hear it from you, Timmy.
Yes, I'm very confident.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I got this.
Okay, here's the deal. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You will hear the timer in the background. You can at any time say pass if you're not sure about something. Move on to the next one. Get through as quickly as you can. And we get all the way through. After we get the 10th one out of the way, we come back, pick up any of the questions you've missed. You get all 10 of them correct. You win $1,000. It's that simple.
Okay,
everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
If you break a mirror, how many years of bad luck will you have?
7.
Who are the Celtics playing in the first rounds of the NBA playoffs?
7.
How do you spell cantaloupe?
C-A-N-T-E-L-O-P-E.
Who is the CEO of Tesla?
Pass.
Who wrote the novel It?
Stephen King.
What does GPS stand for?
Global position and system.
What animal cannot move backwards?
Pass.
Julie Chen and Sharon Osbourne are both hosts on what daytime talk show?
The Talk.
Essie, OPI, and Sally Hansen are all brands of what?
Procter & Gamble.
What is 25% of 300?
Pass.
Okay, well, who are the Celtics playing in the first round of the playoffs?
Pass.
Who's the CEO of Tesla?
Oh!
Time is up. However, you didn't do all that badly. Let me see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four
of them. Four right there. We'll go back and pick up the ones you passed.
Okay, the Celtics are playing the Bucks. Cantaloupe, you spelled it wrong, but it's a tricky one. C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E.
People forget the Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Yeah. The CEO of Tesla is Elon Musk. An animal that cannot move backwards. It's an emu or a kangaroo. Huh. Good job on the talk, by the way. SEOPI and Sally Hansen are all brands of nail polish, and 75 is 25% of 300.
Okay, for you, we have a consolation prize, and I think you'll enjoy this great deal. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Tackle food prep for the entire week in just a few hours with a savory Sunday weekly meal planning guide, available now only at Stop and Shop. Hey, thank you.
There'll be something one day.
Okay. Hey, thanks a million for playing. Thanks a million for being a listener. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great day. Now, anybody else, you think you can do better? You can simply log on to WRR.com. We'll randomly pick a player from all the online entries. Good luck to you. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. And you have two chances tonight and then two chances tomorrow night to see a really, really funny show. Ben Glebe is in the studio with us this morning. He's going to be playing over at Laugh Boston. And if you want to get tickets, I'll tell you right now, you can actually call and talk to somebody. Or, of course, you go online to laughboston.com. Good morning and welcome back to the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. It's good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, too. It's been a while. It's great to be with you guys. You're one of my favorites. The vibe is lovely. You have the marquee. It makes me feel welcome.
Good. So
you don't even know who we are.
Of course I do. I remember you had the Mevo broadcast. I remembered all the details.
Right. Yes, streaming live on Twitter, right?
Yes,
now.
We are.
Streaming
live
on Twitter.
What's new in your life since we saw you last?
You're
still doing the show. You're still on
Showtime, right?
Showtime. Yep. Showtime special, Neurotic Gangster, is still airing. It is almost done. I am the Neurotic Gangster for obvious reasons. I am more neurotically obvious than gangster obvious. But I love when I tell people Neurotic Gangster because of my personality, and everyone I say says, like, where's the back half in your personality? That's always confusing and insulting to me. So there's that. Game show Idiot Test is done. We're done with it. We did 4 seasons, 210 episodes.
Okay, tell me about the game show Idiot Test.
We had a great time. It was this brain teaser game show that I hosted, and I would help write all the questions, and I was, the head writer and co-executive producer of the show, and we would challenge people's brains, make them feel like idiots, and we found all the idiots in America.
You're sitting next to one.
Oh, okay. You challenge like LBF's brain here?
Sure.
Give her a question. Okay.
If you're in a running race.
Yeah. Oh, God, already I'm out.
She's out already.
You can't relate to that.
Well, the marathon's Monday.
The marathon's Monday.
If I'm in a running race.
Fair enough, because a minute ago there was water on the other side of the desk here, and you were like, I can't get over there. I don't think I'm making it over there.
I would be very, very thirsty
by
the time I
describe it to me. My goodness.
Okay.
You're in a running race.
Yep.
What place are you in when you pass the second place person?
When I'm past the second place person?
Yeah.
I'm in second place.
Ooh, well done.
You did it.
Well done.
You did it.
Well done.
Oh.
Because I would bet 90% of people say first place.
95% of people say
really?
First place. And you got it right. It's really impressive. You took about 30 seconds of dead air. But you still got there.
With clever editing, it'll sound great.
Yeah.
This show's live. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. All this time.
But I would bet you 2-1, she can't go 2-for-2. You got another one?
You want to go again?
Yeah, I'll go again.
Okay.
Oh, throw down the gauntlet.
Here
I'll go.
Again.
All right, I'm ready for some dead air.
I hope you know your Bible.
Okay.
Oh. How many of each animal did Moses bring on the ark? 0, 1, 2, or 4?
Of each animal. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, this is hurting my head for a second. How many of each animal did Noah bring on the ark?
I will not repeat the question.
She already did.
She repeated it.
Two each.
Sort of.
How many of each animal?
Hurrah.
Two.
Yeah, the answer is 0 because I said Moses and not Noah.
Oh!
Tricky.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm not going to ask you straightforward, easy questions. Kind of game show host would I be?
Okay.
Plus, the show's done now. I don't have to be friendly to anybody. I could care less at this point.
Hang on. We're going to have more coming up momentarily here. But in the meantime, Hank's got an update on the commute. What's going on, Hank?
Oh, you want a little gangster on her.
Thank
you. It's in there.
Special comedy guest right here in the studio this morning, Ben Glebe, is here. Now, Ben is more than just, a funny guy and a pretty face. He's a pop culture expert. And we were just talking about the just-announced Dancing with the Stars people, and we wanted to get your take on this whole thing. What do you have to say about this?
This Dancing with the Stars lineup is disconcerting. I was just informed it's an all-athlete lineup.
Yes. Theme show.
Who wants to see athletes on a dance show? It's totally different audiences.
Precisely. I know they're trying to mesh it together, but as somebody who doesn't speak sports, I'm not interested.
It's a show that your girlfriend watches because she doesn't want you to watch sports all the time.
Exactly.
You know, that's a good point.
And you watch because there are girls
they wear
in tiny
skimpy
outfits.
Right.
As a chubby guy, I think maybe if you put people on Weight Watchers on Dancing with the Stars, that could be fun.
Yes, it could.
Chubby people take the stage.
Yes.
So who's on it this year?
It seems like that was just your personal wish there for your own.
Well, you need one chubby guy for every show. I mean, come on. Not everybody can be an athlete.
Well, again, it seems like you're just really trying to get yourself jobs.
Maybe. You think I'm chubby?
No, you said that about yourself. You said I'm a chubby guy. I'm just not denying it. That's all that I'm saying. I'm just not going against the grain here.
All right,
but
so
who are some of these people that are on this thing?
All right, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, that's insane. He's about 150 years old.
Okay.
Johnny Damon.
Oh, Johnny Damon.
So, I'm not happy. Tonya Harding. I'm not happy.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I'm not happy. They actually referred to her on the website as legendary figure skater. No, she's a disgraced figure skater.
Yeah, what
she's actually not allowed to be a figure skater.
What is this resurgence that we're allowing her in our culture?
It's notorious. It should be notorious.
Notorious,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That
legend.
Would be a good Dancing with the Stars theme.
Yeah,
like,
all
at least
notorious people.
It, right. As Lisa Rinna would say.
Well, okay. You know what I want to know is, are they going to work a pipe into any of her routines?
I was going to say, you know they're
right?
going to. She's going to mime hitting someone in the knees.
She mimes hitting somebody. I will lose it. I will call up Tom Bergeron personally and have a talk.
They could have a Dancing with the Stars with all people who are convicted felons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. With
or should
they? OJ.
OJ, yeah.
Pete
right,
Rose.
Yeah.
Get a lot of people in there.
Well, you could do athlete season and the
It would be a crossover series.
Yes.
These
yes,
days,
exactly.
That's one and the same, basically.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Pete Rose on the side just doing odds on the dance.
Nancy Kerrigan was on this show. Do you think she's called the producer and be like, what the heck?
Yeah, what
no,
the heck
they don't
doing,
care
man.
Because she's done. Oh. All right, so they've got a medal-winning figure skater.
Named
Mirai
who?
Nagasu.
Mirai? Who's that girl, though? Wait, who's that gorgeous girl?
This one?
Yeah, no, right there, yeah.
Right there. This one is, she's with Jenna. No, he's with Jenna.
Oh, that's
Adam Rippon.
Yes. Adam Rippon.
She's
great.
Amazing.
Great.
I'm in love with that word.
There's a lot of Olympians.
Snowboarder Jamie Asnow. He's cute.
This further makes no sense, I realize, because
Chris Madsner.
Part of the whole thing you watch for, the main thing you watch for, is to see people who are not athletic see if they can learn to dance.
Right.
Now, in a twist, we take the world's finest athletes and see if they can learn some moves. What?
Okay, you know, they should take the world's greatest athletes and see how awkward they can make them look.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
now you're
I guess they're going to do a touch of that probably, but...
Yeah, Jenny Finch, I know everyone's very
excited. Oh, Jenny Finch.
All right, she's beautiful.
Softball player.
Best softball pitcher.
Oh, is she the best?
Yes.
Is she, though?
She is,
yeah, but
actually.
Guys, listen to the sentence you just got very excited about.
She's
the best softball player I've ever heard. I couldn't name two softball players.
Jenny Finch is the only one I can name.
Jenny Finch is worth all of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's my point.
Okay.
The only good part of Dancing with the Stars is when that announcer guy goes, and the results. Carrie Ann Inaba. The way he says Carrie Ann Inaba is something magical.
Isn't it? It is magical.
Dancing with the Stars. Okay, hey, listen. Hey, Ben, we want to thank you for being with us.
I'd like to thank myself for being with you.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you for having me here is what I meant to say.
You got two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow night. Laugh Boston, laughboston.com. You're going to love his show. He's a very, very funny man. Thanks for being here this morning.
It's always great being with you guys. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks,
God bless you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.